There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over a million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Joining me now is head coach of the Lady Bulldogs basketball team, Joni Taylor. Joni, congratulations on the three-year contract extension, and what a great sixth season you had there last year. Can we look back before we start looking ahead?
Of course, of course. I always like to talk about last season. It was definitely a great one.
So, SEC Coach of the Year, just a great job there. SEC Tournament Final, second round in the NCAA Tournament. What was the secret sauce you guys put together last season?
You know, honestly, all the credit goes to our young ladies. We had a very mature team. We had an experienced team. And when you look at back at last year and you think about the pandemic that we were facing, obviously we're still facing a pandemic, but it was pretty new last year. And then the social injustice, just everything that was happening, our players were unbelievable in their ability to be flexible, be fluid, and just be mature about handling their business and focusing on what was in front of them. And I think back to our very first game, November 25th, and we were getting ready to play Mercer, and all day long, games were getting canceled because people were having COVID cases pop up. And then what really hit close to home, if you'll remember, our men's game got canceled that day. And so we just sat around, like, in disbelief, thinking, we don't know if we're going to have a full season. And so they made a pact right then and there that they were going to play every game like it was our last game and our only game. And that's what you saw, and it carried us. Again, we had great senior leadership, and it just really carried us. They have great chemistry. They have a great pride about leaving Georgia better than they found it. And, you know, all of that kind of got put in a magic potion last year in a bottle, and it was really fun to watch and be a part of.
How'd you play so well at home last season?
Again, and the opportunity to play in front of our fans, however limited that was in terms of capacity, we always take great pride in putting a great product on the floor, but especially at home. Our fans give us so much energy. They give us so much encouragement. They have so much passion. We're really vibe off of them and the energy they bring. And so we wanted to, you know, thank them even more in our play for them taking a chance on coming out and watching us play and putting, in some cases, their health at risk by coming into the stands.
You don't mind us former Georgia Bulldogs being so happy with a sweep of Tennessee last season. You understand that, right?
Do I? You know, having been in the SEC as a player and coach over half of my coaching career, there's obviously great respect for the rivalry that is Georgia-Tennessee, and to beat them at home for the first time since 1994 and to sweep them for the first time since 1985-86, that's incredible. And it was a great atmosphere, great game. Obviously, Tennessee is really, really good. And I don't know if you remember, but that game at Tennessee, we were down 17 at halftime. So to be able to come back and play that well, you talk about playing well at home. I thought we played well on the road last year, too. And so our players took great pride, and we put goals in front of them, many goals, and they, you know, we called it checking the box, and we kept saying we have another box to check, going undefeated against Florida in our seniors' career. So our seniors, Gabby Connolly, Maya Caldwell, Q Morris, and Jenna Sadie, they're undefeated against Florida in their entire career. Not many people can say that. So we just kept dangling goals in front of them, and they kept crushing them.
All right, so what's next? What's coming up here in 22? Can we capitalize on this momentum that you grabbed last season?
I certainly hope so. You know, obviously every season is different. We do return the majority of our team, obviously three starters, 83% of our scoring. So we have a very experienced team again with a nice, fresh mix of returners and freshmen who I think will contribute immediately. But we can't take anything for granted. So, number one, we've got to stay healthy, and we've got to stay focused. And if we do those things and continue to have a chip on our shoulder and want to, there's still goals out there for us to attain. We haven't obviously won a national championship, so we still have work to do. And so, you know, we've got to keep the main thing, Buck, as we say it. And our challenge for them this year is to, you know, bring your best. Every single time you show up, bring your best. It's kind of like, honestly, like Kirby said, either you're a leader or you're not. And that's our challenge.
All right, so take us behind the curtain. What is it? What's the recruiting scene like these days? I believe you brought in four freshmen this year. Talk to us about the recruiting, getting these young ladies to come on in and play for the Lady Bulldogs.
All right, so really excited about our recruiting class. We brought in four freshmen. Two of them are McDonald's All-American, top 25 kids in the country. We have Julian Hollinshed right here from Atlanta, Georgia, five-star McDonald's All-American. Is a face-up four player that's very skilled for our longtime fans. She puts you in the mind of a mix of Katrina McClain, Lakeisha Frett, really, really skilled, and she's going to be able to come in and help us immediately. Reagan Richardson is from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's also a McDonald's All-American, elite guard. She plays for Steph Curry's AAU team, Team Curry, and so it's been on, you know, on a high-profile AAU team, and it's played against the top talent. Can score at all three levels. Really excited about her. We have Kimmy Jenkins, who's a point guard from New Jersey. Very skilled, long, tall, brings us height at the point guard position. And then our last signee is Alina Sindar, and she's actually from the Netherlands. And so she plays for the Netherlands national team. She'll play for their Olympic team. She's already on that track. Tough, gritty, about a 5'11 guard that's a shooter, but also can put it on the floor and get to the basket. So very high-level recruiting class. All of them will see time. And it's going to be competitive for them to get minutes because obviously we return a lot of our starters, but I do think they'll have an impact immediately.
Joni, best of luck this season. We're pulling for you.
Thank you so much, Buck. I appreciate it.
There are so many reasons to love Subaru of Gwinnett. And this April, Subaru of Gwinnett is working hand-in-hand with the community because Subaru loves the earth. From being the largest corporate donor to the National Parks Foundation to planting over 1 million trees, we wrap our arms around the community. It's part of the Subaru Love Promise, our commitment to improving lives in the communities where we live and work. And it's just one reason why Subaru is more than a car company. Visit Subaru of Gwinnett on Satellite Boulevard in Duluth to learn more about how we're taking action.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.